From a small office on a busy street in Tel Aviv, Israel, a trio of women produced the influential website Who Profits? It's a project of the Women's Coalition for Peace that investigates companies that profit from the Israeli occupation of the West Bank, part of the Palestinian-occupied territories. They research global companies involved in construction, communication, and in some cases, exploitation of Palestinian resources for export. Rona Moran, one of the Israeli women researchers, explains that the project was born out of a heated debate about whether the Women's Coalition should support the call by many Palestinian civil society groups for boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel, known as BDS. Researching the companies that profit was a compromised position, a way of collecting more information, but it has also become an invaluable tool for solidarity activists all over the world. In exposing companies and corporations involved in the occupation, the group hopes to promote a change in public opinion and corporate policies leading to an end to the occupation. The fact that one of the researchers is a Palestinian-Israeli citizen means she can visit parts of the West Bank for her research that the other two women are barred from. On a recent visit to Israel on the West Bank, Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Rona Moran, who talks about the effectiveness of their project in exposing companies that profit from the Israeli occupation of Palestinian land.
What we are doing, we are an information center, and for calls and for questions from all over the world of activists that are asking, what is the situation? Is this company involved in activity in the West Bank? And we can say, this is the situation right now. They withdrew from, they closed their factory, they invested in this company. And the fact that we are able to read in Hebrew and to check and monitor the activities of these companies allow us to spread this information for a very vast community of activists all over the world. Our function in this system is to provide the most accurate and updated information that we can find.
Can you tell me about any particular information that you found through your research that turned out to be really useful for folks who are interested in this issue?
For example, last week we had some French activists over here and they asked about French companies, and then I told them about the involvement of Veolia in the occupied territories. It's a huge French company that is involved in infrastructure projects, usually working on the transportation, water, garbage disposal, things like that. And they are heavily involved in the building and operating of the light rail train in Jerusalem, which is a massive project that was built in order to connect the settlement in the east side of Jerusalem into the west side of the city. So they practically built it, and there was a very intense international campaign against it. But during the research, at the beginning, we only knew about the light rail, but as we checked all the subsidiaries of the company, we discovered that they have a landfill in the Jordan Valley, and that they transfer and they waste from inside Israel into the occupied territories to that landfill. And we discovered that they operate through their transportation unit and a subsidiary called Connex, a few bus lines that go on apartheid roads from Modi'in Elite to Jerusalem and Beit Horon area, and Palestinians are not allowed to use this road. So the deeper you go, the more things come up. For example, the information about the landfill was received from a request for information that we filed for the civil administrations, Ministry of Security. And so we received the information, and 2 days later it was, you know, spread. So it's important to us that we will be able to provide information, you know, on real time sometimes. Usually we work with the information that companies publish themselves on their websites, on marketing materials, in reports that they file for the state or for financial issues. Their annual reports is one of the best information sources there are. Sometimes you get all the information and you get it fast. Sometimes security issues do come up, and then we have to apply to the Supreme Court in several occasions.
We just spoke to someone who works, you know, on the BDS campaign, and he says it's been very successful. You know, in the 6 years since it started, it's really kind of taken off, and there is some awareness around the world about it. But how do you view it? Do you think that it is a successful campaign, and if so, how do you judge that?
I can say it only as a fellow activist and not as a part of the project. I think that the economic pressure is heavily felt by Israeli companies and by the Israeli government, who fear this campaign greatly. And you can see it in hysterical reactions of diplomatic Israeli representatives all over the world when they have to address the issue of the boycott. I think we are only getting started. This is only the beginning. The more information that we'll have on this issue and the more successful campaigns that we will have, I believe that international companies will find it a lot more complicated to be involved in this kind of activity. I think that the most important thing that we can say about the project is that it reveals something that people usually don't understand. When you speak about economic activity in the occupied territories, people think about settlement products. Settlement products are almost insignificant. They are such a small portion of the economic activity that is going on in the West Bank that dealing with it is like peanuts. The involvement of Israeli companies in the entire Israeli economic system in the West Bank is massive. It's undeniable, and it involves banks and construction companies and law firms, and every part of the Israeli market is there. The fact that Israeli companies use the Palestinian market as a captive market, it's such an enormous advantage for them. So in many ways, we want to show the wider picture and to show that the involvement doesn't stop at the green line. You don't have to have a factory in a settlement in order to be involved over there. So this is the main thing.
That was Rona Moran of the research project Who Profits. To find a link to the group's website and additional information, visit our website at btlonline.org.